Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Everything has a history, including retirement. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The concept of retirement dates back to 1894, when German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck created the world's first social insurance program for retirees. 5 decades after von Bismarck's program, Social Security became an American institution. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed it into law in 1935. Another half century passed. Then in the 1960s, retirement got a bragging rights reputation, the expectation of a leisure-filled retirement when the first planned retirement community opened in Sun City, Arizona. In 1974, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act created minimum standards for retirement plan sponsors and set up the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the goal to protect participants in terminated pension plans. This same law is what created individual retirement accounts. In 1978, Congress authorized 401k defined contribution plans. By 1995, the percentage of workers covered surpassed traditional pensions. By 2006, the Pension Protection Act allowed automatic enrollment in 401k plans and access to professional investment guidance to participants. The latest move in the history of retirement came just last year in the form of a recommendation by the Simpson-Bowles Commission to raise the normal retirement age from 66 to 69. The reason? To shore up America's social insurance program, which we call Social Security, an old idea with new concerns. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.